On peut faire un essai, juste pour le son.
She was very beautiful, you know.
Ouais, c'est un peu comme Bob Marley, quoi.
On s'embrasse?
Non.
Is that a proposition?
It's more comfortable
than the couch, isn't it?
Monsieur Hulot? Yeah. I'm not more talking.
Don't be so modest.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Hi. You play very well.
Oh, yeah? So do you. Oh, God, what a dumb thing to say, right? I mean, you say it, you play well, and then right away I have to say you play well. Oh, God, Annie. Well, oh, well. La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la, yeah.
La-di-da, forever. Voici notre hommage à Diane Keaton ce soir dans Certain MFIP.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true. And be glad just to be sad, thinking of you.
Oh my God! I mean, they hated me.
No, they didn't. You have a wonderful voice.
No, I'm gonna quit. No,
I'm not gonna let you. You have a great voice.
Really? Do you think so? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrific.
Yeah, you know something? I never even took a lesson either.
Hey, listen, listen.
What?
Give me a kiss.
Really?
Yeah, why not? Because we're just going to go home later, right? And there's going to be all that tension, you know, we never kissed before, and I'll never know when to make the right move or anything. So we'll kiss now, we'll get it over with, and then we'll go eat, okay?
Oh.
We'll digest our food better.
Okay.
Okay? So yeah. Now we can digest our food, okay? Yeah.
N'était peut-être pas la meilleure chanteuse du monde, mais sûrement l'une des plus émouvantes, surtout dans Annie Hall de Woody Allen. Quasiment un documentaire sur elle, disait le cinéaste. Rôle pour lequel elle décroche à pas feutrer l'Oscar dans un Hollywood qui ne l'attendait pas. Avec ses chapeaux, ses pantalons larges et ses yeux rieurs, elle a traversé plus de 50 ans de cinéma. Actrice, réalisatrice, écrivaine et productrice, elle était vive, curieuse et libre. Diane Keaton ne s'est jamais mariée, ni à Woody, ni à Al Pacino, ni à Warren Beatty. Je pense être la seule de mon âge à être restée célibataire toute ma vie, s'amusait-elle. Faisons connaissance avec Diane, en voiture, dans les rues de New York. Attention messieurs, attention mesdames, danger de tomber en amour de la conductrice.
Oh, you're an actress.
Well, I do commercial sort of.
Yeah, what much of those? Yeah. Well, you're not from New York, right?
Tu crois pas.
Right. Where?
Wisconsin.
You're driving a tad rapidly.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm a very good driver. I'm good. So listen, hey, you want some gum anyway?
No, no thanks.
Oh, hey, where is it?
No. Would you watch the road?
Oh,
I'll get it.
Okay.
I'll get your piece.
Yeah, so listen, you drive?
Do I drive? No, I got a problem with driving.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I got a license, but I have too much hostility.
Oh, right. That's
a nice car.
Huh?
Keep it nice. Can I ask you, is this a sandwich?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I live over here. Oh, my God, look, there's a parking space.
That's okay. We can walk to the curb from here. It'll be fine.
The shadow of your smile when you are gone
Why'd you do all this?
You're my son.
A wistful little star was born to hide. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I.
I wanted to say goodbye.
I will be remembering the shadow of your smile.
Every time. Thank you. Oh my goodness. Every time. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And now something blue, the greatest of them all, Rhapsody in Blue.
It's an interesting group of people your friends are.
No.
The cast of a Fellini movie.
They're such fun. They're such wonderful people. And Helen is really a good friend. She's a very brilliant woman, you know. She's really a genius. I met her through my ex-husband, Jeremiah.
Yeah, how come you guys got divorced? That's something I never...
Well, I don't understand. What do you mean, how come we got divorced? What kind of a question is that? I hardly even know you at all.
No, you don't have to tell me, but I'm just curious.
We had a lot of problems. We fought a lot, and I was tired of submerging my identity to a very brilliant, dominating man. He's a genius.
Well, he was a genius, and Helen's a genius, and Dennis is a genius. You know, a lot of geniuses, you know. You should meet some stupid people once in a while. You know, you can learn something.
Well, okay. Well, tell me, why did you get a divorce?
Why? I got a divorce because my ex-wife left me for another woman.
Okay? Really? God, that must have been really demoralizing.
I don't know. I thought I took it rather well under the circumstances.
Ooh-wee.
I tried to run them both over with a car.
I can imagine. I mean, that's incredible sexual humiliation. I guess I should straighten my life out, huh? I mean, Donnie, my analyst, is always telling me.
Your analyst Donnie?
Yeah, I call him Donnie.
Donnie? You're an analyst?
Yes.
I call mine Dr. Chomsky.
Oh,
you know,
well.
Yeah, either that or he hits me with the ruler. Donnie?
Anyway, Donnie tells me that I get involved in these situations and that it's deliberate, you know? I mean, he's, especially with my ex-husband, Jeremiah, you know, I mean, I was his student and...
Really? You married your teacher?
Yeah, of course.
That's very, very...
Well, I listened to that. I mean, he failed me and I fell in love with him. It's so
that's
perfect, right?
Yeah, that's,
I know, I mean, I was sleeping with him and he had the nerve to give me an F, so...
Really?
Yeah, really.
No kidding. Not even an incomplete, right? Just a straight F?
You know, you've got a good sense of humor.
Hey,
do.
Hey, thanks. I don't need you to tell me that, you know?
No.
I've been making good money off it for years, till I quit my job to write this book, and now I'm very, very nervous about it, you know? But,
Listen, you want to... Oh, you don't have to pay for it, really.
Oh, that's okay.
No, I'm serious. You want to walk by the river? We can...
You know what time it is now?
What do you mean?
Well, if I don't get at least 16 hours, I'm a basket case.
I'd like to hear about your book. I really would. You know, I'm quite a good editor.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Well, my book is about decaying values. It's about... See, the thing is, years ago, I wrote a short story about my mother called The Castrating Zionist. And I want to expand it into a novel. Listen, you know, I could talk about my book all night.
Isn't it beautiful out?
Yeah, it's really, really so pretty when the light starts to come up.
Oh, I know. I love it.
boy. This is really a great city. I don't care what anybody says. It's just really a knockout, you know?
I think I better head back.
Diane Keaton et Woody Allen bavardant noir et blanc en 1977 dans Manhattan au son de la Rhapsody in Blue de George Gershwin dans les rues de New York la nuit, s'arrêtant acheter des sandwichs et puis s'asseyant à proximité du Queensboro Bridge, seulement éclairé par la lune. Il parle, c'est bientôt le matin et il ne se quitte pas. Diane Keaton et Woody Allen ont tourné 8 films ensemble et comme Katharine Hepburn et Spencer Tracy avant eux, c'était un merveilleux couple de cinéma, un autre âge d'or de la comédie américaine des 70s, un peu plus branché sur la psychanalyse, les films de Fellini et Bergman, le tennis ou les homards. Et même quand elle n'est pas officiellement au générique, Woody Allen s'arrange pour la faire chanter comme dans Radio Days où elle reprend You'd Be So Nice To Come Too de Cole Porter.
By the fire, while the breeze on high sings a lullaby, you'd be all that I could desire. Under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to.
What, no date tonight? Well, it's okay. We're all together, you know?
Under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon
and I won't be jealous. You can sleep with whoever you want, live with whoever you want. I'll do anything that you say. So you can do whatever you want to. Except not see me. Or smoke during the monologue.
Gene, Jack and I, we haven't told anyone yet because we were too embarrassed. But we're married. Jack and I got married.
Diane Keaton et Jack Nicholson dans Reds de Warren Beatty au son d'une musique de Dave Grossin. Il joue Eugene O'Neill, il l'aime, il lui écrit un poème, mais elle préfère le journaliste John Reed qui écrivit le livre 10 jours qui ébranlèrent le monde pendant la Révolution russe. On raconte que Warren Beatty tourna cette grande fresque historique pour épater Diane Keaton et se montrer digne des films de Woody Allen. Alors elle chanta aussi pour lui, pour son film I Don't Want to Play in Your Yard par Diane Keaton dans Certain Lame Fip.
Well, that's okay. I know a secretary once named Sonia something, I don't know. She used to cry all the time, even when she was happy.
Yeah, I never cry, even when I'm sad.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a God's truth.
Nobody tells the truth, ever.
Well, maybe it's better that way.
That is the friggin' truth.
Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. It's... Yeah.
What is this? Are you a Bible freak?
It was a different book the last time we met.
Yeah, I met where?
Here. Here. Well, I mean, not exactly met. You were with the blonde.
Yeah. You noticed, huh?
Yeah, I did. You were doing that. That's what you were doing.
What, are you putting me on?
Huh? Oh, no. No. Mm-mm. No, I'm just feeling really good. Real good.
I guess the wine don't hurt either.
No. The wine don't hurt. Mm-mm. No.
C'était Diane Keaton et Richard Gere dans Looking for Mr. Goodbar de Richard Brooks, où Diane joue une institutrice qui enseigne à des enfants sourds et muets à Chicago pendant la journée, et puis qui s'aventure dans les bars la nuit en pleine vague disco et donc au son d'une magnifique BO, Donna Summer, les Commodores, Bill Withers ou encore Marlena Shaw.
This night will fade to haunted memories. And don't relive each kiss and whispered sigh.
Funny. No way. I'm out.
I'm not.
Stop it. No, I'm not gonna.
You don't own me.
Don't say
I'm
I
not gonna go with other boys.
No.
And don't tell me what to do. And don't tell me what to say. And when I go out with you, don't put me on display.
Pretty good.
You remember.
You don't own me. Don't try to change me in any way. You don't own me. Don't tie me down, cause I'll never stay.
I don't tell you what to say. I don't tell you what to do.
So just let me be myself.
I'm free
and I love to be free.
Bette Midler, Goldie Hawn et Diane Keaton dans You Don't Own Me, épatant trio de femmes en rupture de leur marivolage. Diane Keaton, à travers plusieurs films, a incarné avant l'heure, puis pile à l'heure, la femme autonome, décomplexée, menant sa vie et ses amours comme bon lui semblait. Elle a triomphé aussi dans Father of the Bride avec son ami Steve Martin, dans Baby Boom, dans Tout peut arriver, une superbe comédie où elle hésite entre Keanu Reeves et Jack Nicholson, ou encore dans Book Club avec Jane Fonda. On ne peut pas oublier non plus que le dernier plan du parrain de Coppola se fige sur elle, sur sa stupeur, son émotion dans ce monde d'hommes totalement fêlé. Diane Keaton, émouvante, drôle, libre, était une actrice et une femme modèle qui réussit à exister à Hollywood et dans nos cœurs. Alors on va terminer comme on a commencé, avec Annie Hall, pour une dernière chanson, It Seems Like Old Times.
Seems like old times, having you to walk with seems like old times, having you to walk with, and it's still a thrill just to have my arms around you. Still the thrill that it was the day
talking.
Avanti!
Azione!
Traveling!
Silenzio!